Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Ethiopia are strong partners on many issues, but continues to urge the government to allow journalists and opposition. Speaking from Addis Ababa, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's economic record and said,
"But in the past 15 years, Ethiopia has lifted millions of people out of poverty. We're working closely together to improve food security, to help farmers plant drought-resistant and higher-yield crops. We're building resilience to climate change. Fewer people are suffering needlessly from preventable diseases like malaria. More children are getting an education."
Mr. Obama said he held frank discussions with the Ethiopian Prime Minister and said opening space for journalists and opposition voices will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. The U.S. said Monday it's working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, even as Ankara says it is pressing ahead with strikes on Kurdish militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Syrian Kurdish forces of the PYD fighting Islamic State militants say Turkish tanks shelled villages west of the Syrian town of Kobani late Sunday. A Turkish Foreign Ministry statement denied the attacks. Turkish political columnist Semi Idiz says, if true, the situation is damaging for Ankara.
It would be dire because, you know, the Syrian Kurds currently are allies to Turkey's Western allies. You know, people would start questioning what Turkey's priorities are here.
The PYD has in the past inflicted a series of defeats on Islamic State, capturing large swathes of territory along Turkey's border. But Ankara accuses the PYD of being affiliated with the PKK, a group of Turkish Kurds that have been fighting the Turkish state for decades. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And now the ceasefire in that region has been broken with the PKK. This is VOA News. A terror attack in India's Punjab state has left at least 10 people dead and prompted authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan. Officials say three or four heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues first fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex in the town of Dinanagar, opening fire as they stormed the building. Commandos and police reinforcements rushed to the scene, engaging in a nearly 12-hour gun battle that killed the attackers. Officials say security forces are now searching the building. The U.S. special envoy to the six-party talks on North Korea's controversial nuclear program is meeting this week with officials in South Korea, China, and Japan to restart, or rather discuss the restarting, of the long-stalled negotiations with Pyongyang to end its nuclear program. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Seoul this is the first high-level diplomatic visit to the region since the Iran nuclear agreement was announced.
In Seoul Monday, Sidney Seiler, the U.S. special envoy for the six-party talks, said the U.S. is ready to negotiate a deal with Pyongyang as it had recently worked with Iran to limit its nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief.
The recent progress in our efforts at denuclearization with Iran provides an excellent example of the U.S. flexibility and willingness to engage with countries with whom we've had long-standing differences.
Washington continues to demand Pyongyang take actions to halt its nuclear development before any new talks can begin. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
The death toll is up to 18 after this weekend's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by militant group al-Shabaab. Five more deaths were reported Monday, including that of a Chinese embassy staff member who was injured in the powerful truck bomb blast. Ambulance services say researchers also pulled four bodies from the rubble of the partially destroyed hotel. World markets tumbled on Monday after the main Chinese stock market suffered its biggest plunge in 8 years. The Shanghai Composite Index lost 8.5%, while the CSI 300 Index of the largest companies listed in Shanghai and Shenzhen shed 8.6%. In the United States, shortly after opening, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its lowest level in over 5 months, and the NASDAQ Composite saw its lowest point in 4 weeks. The Chinese government's dramatic efforts to prop up the mainland's falling stock markets suffering serious setbacks. In the United States, the Olympic bid of Boston to host the 2024 Olympics is over. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press the U.S. Olympic Committee has severed ties with Boston. The Boston bid soured within days of its beginning in January based on poor communication, low public support, and an active opposition group. On Monday, the USOC decided to teleconference. Cut them out. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.